feel the energy is moving up from your fourth chakra into that, what we've been come to know as our higher heart center, higher fourth chakra. That can also be even a deeper blue-green, or some see it as more of a pinkish color, magenta color. Moving up from there into the fifth chakra. Base of the throat area. Is often a sky blue color. If the energy is still moving up into the sixth chakra, to the middle of your forehead, the ancient third eye center. Purple color there, deep night sky color. Finally, the energy is moving up from there in an explosion of light, arcing across from your sixth chakra up to your seventh. An explosion of light happening as the energy arcs over to the seventh chakra, into the pituitary gland. Here would be possibly violet colors, gold, silver, whatever it might be for you. Energy being what is known as the Kundalini energy, moving up safely. Now continuing to move up now above your head to what's coming to be known as the soul chakra. Big ball of golden color. Being just above your head. Now this chakra becoming brighter, blazoned with light, and connecting with each one in the room. All those on the phone connecting as well to the soul chakra center. The energy is flowing from one to the other. Connecting, making us all as one. And these energies shooting out further out to your neighborhood. The area around where you are now. Encompassing, engulfing the city where you are. Further out to the entire state or country, wherever it is. Expanding, expanding, expanding. Soul chakras meeting soul chakras everywhere. Light being sent out to all the soul chakras across the entire planet. Specifically see it now going into the France area, to Paris, connecting all of the soul chakras there, bringing light, bringing love. Wherever there is fear and panic, see that being replaced by love, calmness and peacefulness. Where there is negativity, see it becoming positive. A negative outlook and event becoming a positive one, where people are pulled together, drawn together, reaching out to each other to assist in a time of need. I'm all clasping hands, hugging. These energies, this light, this love, going into the areas of the Middle East where there is still much hatred, fighting. All chakras connect there. See them laying down their arms, their weapons. Also clasping hands, hugging each other. The entire world, the entire planet becoming as one from love, from the light. For that in itself is all there is. There is nothing but love and light. Absence of love brings about fear. Absence of fear brings about the end to all pain and suffering. Where there is no fear, there can be no pain and suffering. There can be only love. Love is the glue that binds this entire universe together. Allow this love now to spread across the land, across the entire planet. And finally see a light coming down from above. Beautiful violet flame, a violet light sending down, coming over everyone on the planet, over everything. Feel it moving over, engulfing. Just as a flame burns away the old, see this violet flame, our violet flame burning away all the old dross, the old paradigm. Something is burned away. There is something born anew. It is the new earth, new golden age that is birthed in its place. The old has been burned away. Now is the new to replace it. New golden age. Allow yourselves now to be drawn back. Back from wherever you found yourselves. Back towards your physical body. As you enter your physical body, bring this flame, the violet flame, in with you. And feel it burning away all the old within yourself. The old is burned away, new is born. New you. And Allow yourselves to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I am with you often, even in those times when you are not aware, just as all of us that mentor to you at this time. We are always here. We are always a part of you. And in these times now, which seem to be times of consternation, times of travail, know that all is as yet still part of the orchestration that has been spoken of many times. We are all one, my brothers and sisters. All. Even those that would do these deeds, we are one with them as well. For there is no separation except for the separation that you create in your own minds has been brought about by much of the programming that has occurred here. So all that is happening now, happening for a reason. Yes, there are people suffering. Yes, there are people in pain. But know that their sacrifice is part of the greater good, greater whole. Take solace in this fact that they came in with a contract and they are living up to that contract now. And in so doing, they are providing the means to move on past all of the old programming, to move out of the dark ages and into the age of light. They are all a part of this, just as you are all a part of this. No one has a lesser or greater part to play. This great plan that is in the works now is fast coming to fulfillment. In the very deeds that have occurred here recently, those ones that are behind this are hastening their demise in doing so. Thinking they are postponing and thinking they are holding things off and thinking that they are spreading fear and hate, they are in essence doing the opposite. They are creating a need for loving attention, for one reaching out to another. Where there is hatred being sown, there is instead love being grown here. All that is happening now, all that you are seeing with your own eyes, hearing with your ears, all of this is still, as of yet, a part of the illusion. The illusion that has been drawn in front of you, pulled across your faces. part of the veil. But as you have heard many times now, the veil is lifting. And if you would look through the veil, you would see what is the new reality, not the old illusion, but the new sun shining forth with all its many new colors, then in all its many new understandings. Time is now, my brothers and sisters. The time is now to understand, to wake up to who you are, to wake up to who your brother is next to you or your sister next to you. For all of us are one. You're all part of the great source. We all have the great source within us, within each of us. So know that as these deeds continue to happen, and they may still yet have some occurrence here, those times will become less and less as those that are behind it all are finding that they are having not the desired effect that they had originally thought it would or had in the past. You can rest assured now that because of all of those things that are happening now in the background, behind the scenes, is fast propelling you now to the new understanding that is coming upon you, the new awakening across the entire planet. And with this awakening will come those new experiences, those new levels of understanding, and yes, even those changes within the financial system that I myself am greatly working to bring about at this time. It is close. There are many things happening, many parts of the world now that are bringing this new financial system into being. Many people are a part of this. It is only a small few that are continuing to hold this off. But soon, very soon, they will lose their grip and be able to hold it back no longer. You are on the verge now. We are all on the verge now. The great new changes. We ask only that you be patient a little while longer. Continue to do all of those things that you have been working toward. All of those things you have come to understand, bring about this new golden age upon the earth. I am Saint Germain. I am with you at all times. Whenever you have a need, call upon me and the violet flame that I carry, or any of the others that have been working with you, but we are all here to be with you. Peace and love be with each of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Joan, greetings to you.
Greetings.
Good to be here with you again. We do not necessarily have message, but we can answer questions here, and we know that Lady Nada is standing by to assist here in either questions or to close out this day here. You have questions here for one who serves in the Shira, and Lady Nada, if she is wishing.
I have a question concerning this massacre down in Paris. Is there a particular reason why the target was Paris or was France?
As we can tell you here, it is all part of the orchestration that is going on. There is nothing that is happening that is something to be of concern about here. Not in the sense of you can feel, yes, for them that are having those going through the suffering and all of this. Yes, feel for them, be compassionate with them, feel the oneness with them, but know that it is all part of the plan. And in knowing that it is part of the plan, it assists you and helps you to deal with this situation, does it not? Mm-hmm. Because if you are feeling, this word here, you're not coming up with word here where we were wishing to go here. Hold a moment here. If you are allowing for the fear and the circumstances to take over you, it brings you back down. It brings you into the lower vibrations, which is exactly what those of the Cabal want here. They want you to stay in the lower vibrations. They want you to stay in the three-dimensional illusion here. And the more they can bring about a situation of fear and panic and catastrophe and all of these types of things, it holds those that resonate with that to the lower vibrations. And in that way, then, they are being successful. But we can tell you this, that it is having the exact opposite effect that they wish it to have. It is not going according to their plan. And this is happening more and more, they are finding. Because what happens when these things occur now? Because of your internet, because of the fast movement of communication, there is immediately those things coming out that are saying, no, this is a false flag event. No, this is not real. No, this is part of the illusion. No, this is all part of the programming. And these things continue to come out, and they're finding that their plan is not working quite the way they had always had it working previously. All the way from the time back of the 9/11, when that occurred. Yes, it postponed much things, and they think they were very successful, but in reality, they created a situation for themselves that has led even more to their demise. So it has had the opposite effect even then. And all of those times that have happened since, both in this country and in all parts of the world, it is the same situation. And each time it will come to an understanding that it is even more not according to their plan. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
This answers your question.
It does.
Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
We would add, this is Ashira, we would add, it was a good conversation that you had in the beginning of this meeting. A good opportunity to share the various views and various insight, and yet how much was in common in this room. And think of that in a global manner. People are seeing things differently. People are hearing things differently. And even those that you may not think are awake yet are responding differently
by
those you call the Illuminati or Cabal have not had the response that they expected. It will not lead to World War III. We have told you this many times. It makes up more of the world. Everyone is responding in a different way.
And one more thing, you're going to find that more and more people are going to begin to use the phrase, enough is enough. That is going to happen here. You're going to see it more and more because it has come to that point where it is enough now. Would there be further questions here now? We're going to have a very short session here this time, but that is okay. It is what it is. And we will end with this. You, each one of you, are a part of the greater expression here. Each one of you are a part of this great plan. And know that as you continue to move through your daily lives, and allow yourself, whenever these types of things come up that are creating fear and those things across the planet, allow yourselves to feel it initially and then move beyond it. And replace the fear with love. That is what they are not expecting. They are not expecting for the fear to be replaced with love. But what happens whenever there is some sort of a catastrophe? Do people not bond together, come together where before they were strangers, and now they are brother and sister working together to bring about the greater whole? This is what is happening now. You are seeing it there in France, there in the Middle East, here in this country when there are different types of calamities. And each time it happens, it brings it about even more, and more people awaken and feel the love from their brother and their sister. This is what is occurring now, and it is moving the entire planet toward an awakening in higher consciousness. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Lady Nada, and I indeed have been with you throughout your meeting today, listening to your conversation. I'm going to basically just to share with you what Saint Germain shared with you. We love you. We know that these times are difficult for you in a moment, and yet those in this group, those who read these words, those who hear the messages, come into love, come into peace, come into compassion. Even though this looks like it could be something so scary for those who are involved, look at these people who are involved with this with love. Come back into your higher consciousness. Move out of this meeting in love. All of us who are here to work with you, to serve you, to share with you, love you. We want you to know this. Those people who do lose their lives in these kinds of things have an agreement to go. An agreement to be a part of the action. Be a part of the plan. That may or may not help those who are family members. But it is part of the process, as we talked about at the beginning of the month. Is part of the process, part of the divine plan to pick up the pieces, to fill you with love, to send you back out in the world to spread that love again. Thank you for that expression today. We know that each of you is doing your very best in bringing that light into the world. James, for that meditation, which led everyone in this room around the world to spread that love. You are doing what you have been called to do. You are doing what you had promised to do. You are doing exactly what is asked of you now. Go forth this day knowing that you are loved, and call upon any and all of us to be with you if you need us at a moment's notice. Be with you. I'm going to close this day, filling this room with my love, my appreciation, and my sincerity.
Shortened to the point.
Mm-hmm. I think we covered so much in our pre-meeting. If you have any questions?
Yeah, I was just going to bring in the one that speaks to